This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Who, or actually better, whom do you trust? Remember the old TV show, Who Do You Trust? I'm asking that rhetorically of the ladies, but many people in the audience remember Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon's first foray together was a game show called Who Do You Trust? And the English in me, and Victoria perhaps as well, would say, wait a minute, there's foul there. It's whom do you trust? But that didn't quite work well with the TV producers. They thought who do you trust was much better. So English, correct English, out the window. And therefore, I think that was the beginning of the end for the perfect English language. Out the window it went. In came the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are here on the air with a really centered look at things, focus from the middle. It's not vanilla. It's about one side, other side, in the middle. And it doesn't have to be about, it's not about politics. It's about the good stuff. It's about the bad stuff. It's about the ugly stuff that's going on. Whenever CNN does its thing, or Fox does its thing, perhaps there needs to be, is there somebody in the middle? Is there anything in the middle anymore on television?
No.
Anything in the middle on radio other than this?
People in the middle these days get hit by a car, I think.
Really?
Middle of the road, watch out.
No wimping out here. How do we really feel about Kamala Harris? I don't like her. You can go from there. Jennifer, it isn't whether you like her or don't like. If I say I don't like her, that's probably not the right thing to say. I'm not interested in her as a vice presidential candidate. And also maybe, probably I wouldn't make her my best friend either. But I've been in the same room with her, and it was a number of years ago to be sure, but I have a feeling that, leopards don't change their dots or stripes or whatever. So here we are. How do you do? And how did they do yesterday, Jennifer, with the presentation? It was like a debut, the coming out of Kamala Harris with Joe B.
Yeah, this was on all the cable news channels. I think even some of the local networks picked it up because it was because it's one of the only live events that we've had in politics lately. And usually by this time, people would be doing a lot more of those kind of things. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did their big reveal on Wednesday afternoon. They did it in Wilmington, Delaware, literally right down the street from Joe Biden's house. It looked like it took because they followed his car. And it looked like it took just a couple of minutes to get there, and it was a high school or a school gymnasium.
It looked like a high school gym.
It was a little, for me, just as someone who follows politics, it was a little lackluster. Obviously, there's a lot of things that you have to consider right now with social distancing and masking and what's appropriate. But this was the rollout for this campaign. I mean, for them as a team, it all started yesterday, and I thought it was a little bit low energy. That has nothing to do with the fact that I don't like either one of these people. This is just...
Do you not like them, or you don't like their candidacy? Do you just not like them as people?
I don't think that either one of them are great people, but I don't like their candidacy, and that matters more to me. I don't like their platform, basically. I think it's way too far to the left. I think Kamala Harris, I've watched her for years in California. She's a shapeshifter beholden to the people who fund her, and...
Ooh, I like that term. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can we write that? Everybody, put that in your notes for today. Kamala Harris is a shapeshifter.
The mainstream media that is for Joe Biden, so the bulk of the media, is trying to paint her as a moderate, and that's not true. And then the right-wing media is trying to paint her as...
It's about the news media now.
Yeah, the right-wing media is trying to paint her as a progressive. That's not really true either. She did go through a pretty radical program that has alumni that, you know, the group that runs Black Lives Matter, Code Pink, Andrew Gillum, Stacey Abrams, they're all graduates of this school that she went through in Oakland. So I'd say she probably errs on the side of being a bit more progressive and radical. But the truth is that Kamala Harris has done in her career whatever serves her needs. She's put away black Americans for low-level drug offenses, and she has done some pretty cruddy, not quite stand up to normal prosecutions to pad herself as a prosecutor. She then became the attorney general. Then she got into bed with George Soros and a lot of liberal billionaires who started to fund her. And that's when she turned to become much more progressive. So am I a fan? No. But looking at this from... there's so much I actually know about Kamala Harris because she's been in my state for a long time.
This is how I feel about Trump. That's exactly how I feel about Trump. A friend of mine who's from California the other night, he said, you know about, like, Trump since growing up? Like, I know how to handle earthquakes. And I go, that's exactly the same. You know about Kamala Harris the same way that people in New Jersey and New York know about Trump and his dirt. It's the same thing. I don't know if other people, and my point being, it still got Trump elected. I don't think it's going to matter to the rest of the country.
Well, I think
what,
the
Kamala Harris won't matter?
I think the people the on
dirt.
The left.
Oh.
The people, well, so here's a couple of things. I think it's,
well,
it's,
hold on. Excuse
it's
me,
very
Jennifer,
new.
The dirt on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris or the dirt on
we're
Trump?
We're talking about Kamala
Trump?
Harris, and I'm making the analogy that Jen knows about Kamala Harris having grown up in that state. The same way that I grew up with all of Trump's dirt and skeletons in New Jersey.
All right, so
but it didn't
that.
Matter on the national scale is what I'm saying. It doesn't
it
matter
does not
to
matter.
Someone who lives a few states over, even one state over, it doesn't matter.
Because so people are not that deep, they don't really look into it, they don't care.
I don't know the reason. I don't know the reason. You could ask people why they voted for Trump. I don't know. But it's going to be the same thing. This is not going to matter outside of California. It's just that's just how the country
well,
is.
I think, you know what, I think it doesn't matter to the people who have already made up their minds. I mean, there's nothing that I could probably tell you about Kamala Harris that would make you not vote for that ticket. And there's probably not a lot that you could tell me about Trump that wouldn't make me vote for mine. What we really have to concentrate on are where the people in the middle are where they are. And that's why it really interests me to kind of watch where Doug falls in all of this, if he falls anywhere, where people who are in the middle who are apolitical, who haven't really made up their mind fall. And, I think that of the list that Joe Biden could have picked, he probably went with the person that was probably best for him. She fundraised the most for him, and directly that influences him. She has a lot of things that could be used against her, however, like they all do. It's perfectly fair. But, you know, to have just a few moments ago her standing up saying, I believe the people who have accused Joe Biden of sexual harassment, and then stand shoulder to shoulder with them to say that he really insinuated he was a racist, and then stand shoulder to shoulder with him. There's a lot of stuff that can be used. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can be used against her. And one of the things that I was referring to that I know about Kamala Harris that doesn't get a lot of attention, and I don't even know if you guys might remember this, but back in 2013, there was a mayor in San Diego. His name was Bob Filner. I don't know if you have remembered him. Bob Filner was a prominent Democrat in California who got hit with over 30 sexual harassment claims all at once. They even called him like the Filner chokehold. Like he became kind of a laughingstock. People would make fun of him. He would actually put headlocks on women and forcibly kiss them. He'd block them into the booth at Marie Callender's when he was out. I mean, the guy was like he was pretty not only a pervert, but he kind of got violent. And so he had 30 charges to answer to, and Kamala Harris had the same political backers that he did. They had both endorsed each other for their respective positions, and she let him go when she was attorney general. She did this stupid low-end plea deal where he got no jail time, and he didn't even get listed on the sexual offenders registry in the state of California, which everybody gets on. I mean, you have 18-year-old boys on that who got caught sexually with their 16-year-old girlfriend. I mean, there are a lot of people on that registry for a lot less reason than Bob Filner, and he really got off scot-free, and many people believe that that was political, basically a payback to our buddies. And so when I say shapeshifter, you know, are you for the Me Too movement or not? Are you offended by Joe Biden's racism or not? And I think that can be used against her. But he didn't have a large list to choose from. So back to the event. It was in a high school gymnasium.
He did have a large list to choose from.
Because I've been reading tons of stuff that's coming out saying that he was her first choice from the beginning. He went through 11 candidates and went back to his first choice. So
his first choice, I think, from what I hear from the scuttlebutt, was actually Whitmer. He loved Whitmer. They hit it off, but he felt too much pressure from all of the groups that were writing him letters saying that he had to choose someone of color. So I don't know. I mean, I think there the reason that he, I mean, he's got a lot of reasons personally. One reason in particular, and you heard about it yesterday if you watched that event, just to bring it back around to that event, is that Kamala used to work with his son, Beau. And so I think
yeah,
there's
a
storyline.
There's a strong connection there.
That Joe Biden thinks could probably work because
well,
they can talk.
The other side of that, then,
element.
If in fact she knew him well and she still took a shot at him like she did just for political purposes when they were having those debates, that she stinks as far as I'm concerned. You got a connection with somebody and you pull that kind of a stunt. I'm back to thinking what you both said yesterday, how much better Mayor Pete would have been as a vice presidential candidate because he actually has some experience.
A scarier choice as a
charisma.
Yeah, as a Trump supporter,
but if you're
going to
go
I'm
mayor to mayor,
he chose Kamala Harris.
Well, a lot of women, every woman that I've ever met, practically at this point, is ecstatic that she's on the ticket. But if Mayor right. Pete was chosen, and people are going to, and people were going to be okay with that, then the negative stuff that Mayor Bottoms from Atlanta got, she's not experienced enough. But yet everyone was willing to go with the white guy who is the mayor of the size of a postage stamp and the city of Atlanta, which has millions and millions of people. It was a sexist commentary that was running for a while when Keisha Bottoms was being considered in the 11 finalists. So I don't know. I liked Mayor Pete, but
you know what it is
there
about politics?
Too much problem
this is,
with it, racism, the word sexism.
Yeah.
Everybody's a sexist. Everybody's a racist.
Well, Doug, that was a blatantly sexist commentary. I don't think you were a part
from
of it.
From whom?
But from everyone. That was all over social media. That was the commentary on news programs, talking heads. It was. I know you don't pay attention to this stuff, but it was blatantly sexist and racist.
Know, the thing that's so dumb is that in politics, you either have the it factor or you don't. It's the same thing in radio. It's the same thing in television. And I'm sorry, just because somebody is a mayor of Atlanta, she doesn't necessarily have the it factor. There are plenty of people that do. I think Val Demings has the it factor. I think there are a lot
Keisha
of people
Bottoms
who have
to me
some
is a
energy.
Rising star. I think she absolutely has the it factor. I'm a huge
but
fan
But I
of
think
hers.
That when we talk about the people that might be most successful in terms of who would make Joe Biden successful. I don't think it's sexist or racist, or at least it's not that intention on my part to say that Mayor Pete, probably he missed an opportunity there. I also think, not because she's white, and believe me, not because I like her, Elizabeth Warren would have probably brought some energy to his ticket. I know. I think that those two
sound like he hates every woman.
I'm writing
would have probably done it.
Michael Bloomberg is what I'm writing in.
Well, Michael Bloomberg had a lot of nice things to say about Kamala, so I don't know. Maybe you talk to your buddy Mike.
Nope, I'm not. I have my own mind. I don't need somebody else to. I just mean just because he likes her, that I'm going to like her. We don't always like this. There are some things that Jennifer says that I find appalling. Some things you say I find appalling. It doesn't mean that I don't like you and love you.
You should hear what I say when the mic isn't turned on.
Yeah. All right. My mic is turned on, and I got to talk about how to whiten and brighten that smile of yours. Let's look at the offhand use of strips and trays and that sort of thing, and then make a mess out of your mouth, your gums. Oh, man, you don't want to do that. You want white teeth. I know you do. Whitening strips take a long time, too, and those trays, you got to clean up after yourself. No. Here, let's do this the easy way. Let's go to powerswabs.com. Let's order the tubes. Let's snap them open. Let's swab our teeth. And then in 5 minutes, you can smile. And a couple of notches each time you use it will make those stains start to disappear in 30 days. If you're not completely satisfied and have a wonderful smile, then you get your dough back again. How about we go to powerswabs.com, use the discount code DJV10. That's pretty fabulous. And get not only 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, but another $10 because you're listening to the DJV program. Intensive teeth whitening kit, the free stain-out quick stick that you get, you can use on the go. Victoria likes that. All kinds of reasons to be using this product. It's all natural. PowerSwabs.com, code DJV10 for the best deal. I've said it all. There it is. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Called Anything Can Happen. It's a reworked tune that Bruce Hornsby did. Now he's done it with Leon Russell. Shared another new song which appears on his forthcoming studio album Non-Secure Connection, which is due out on Friday, mañana. Titled Anything Can Happen, the optimistic sitar-filled song. That's what you hear instrumentation-wise. It's a duet with Leon Russell, who died in November of 2016. This song, Anything Can Happen, follows My Resolve and Bright Star Cast as the third single from this studio album that's coming out. Russell recorded his contribution for the song about 30 years ago, with Hornsby finally getting around to completing the recording featuring his friend. You know, this makes me think, it's kind of like television today, or movies. It's a rework of the same stuff. For whatever the reason, let's find something new. Maybe it's harder because of the realities of COVID to get people together
released,
to record something.
So it is new to people.
Yeah, and
I think
his voice is kind of weird, I actually like the music track of it.
Yeah.
Kinda
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you like it. It makes for good reason to play it. I don't, it doesn't do anything for me. Let's listen to this. This is Bright Star Cast, which is another tune from this album.
I think he finally sounds modern. I mean, I'm old Bruce Hornsby, I get it. But, like, in 2020, who wants to hear the same stuff that he did in the 70s, you know?
Me.
Who are you talking to? Okay, well,
yeah, right.
The rest of the world has kept turning, so.
I rest my case, yes, I get it. Who's the Jamila Woods?
Don't know.
Yeah. So,
it's always fun to ask those questions, isn't it?
Well, I don't mind asking. We have an answer, an answer.
Obviously, it's someone he's duetting with, but beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah. I like the 70s Bruce Hornsby, but that's me. I'm just an old fossil.
To it, though. I like this.
You like this?
It's got a good groove.
Yeah, I don't like Anything Can Happen, at least that version of it at all. But yeah, this is okay.
But boy, is it true this year? Anything can happen.
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
That's why the song has some value,
You think?
Duh. All right, so stating the obvious, I move on to the next track. Musically, every hour of the DJV program, we spend 4 or 5 minutes bringing your attention to some music news, personalities, etc., etc., etc. So now we focus on Grammy Award-winning artist Beck, who took an ethereal journey to the stars for his record Hyperspace, which
it's always
to
weird, I think.
Last
consistently
year.
Strange.
Yeah. Now, Jennifer, he's taken this cosmic journey in a giant leap forward collaboration with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and artificial intelligence creatives OSK. The result's kind of a visual album experience. It's called Hyperspace AI Exploration. This is gonna
it's kind of cool, and you look at the visuals of it, because it's all deep space images that were taken by, you know, various missions to wherever in space. It's trippy, but it works. When it's space, it's kind of has
so
to be.
So these are
trippy.
Actual photographs of things taken from NASA missions.
Yeah, yep. Right.
So.
Yeah, NASA released. This is a collaboration with NASA. It's an official collaboration.
That's cool.
It's on their site and everything. Yeah, they've been promoting it a lot.
Mm-hmm. The soundtrack. This sounds kind
of... I like this. I feel like I can, meditate to this, and I want some chimes. Like
go to sleep to it, and that's what I'm going to be able to
sleep
to. It's a great tune to go to sleep to.
Oh, boy.
So this is
Eye of
the
Cosmos. Losing me.
Right? What, you're lost, Jennifer?
Here's where you're losing me.
because we're talking about the imagery and the visuals.
No, not you. Not you and Victoria.
The music changed.
Ah.
This is... I can't confide.
Yeah, this is.
Know what's going on inside.
But this is him. This is what this guy's about.
He's kind of genre bending, which I've been a Beck fan for a while. I like some of the stuff that he's done. He's done some cool acoustic albums, and some of the stuff is weird, but I like weird. That's why I like Doug.
Excuse me? Pardon me.
The first time he's ever been in a category with Beck on anything.
Right.
Exactly. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Democrats are simply not trying to hammer out a coronavirus relief package with Republicans and the White House. Mnuchin releasing a statement after speaking with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi also commented later in the day saying it's the White House that won't negotiate.
When commentators say to me, why can't you resolve your differences? Because we're miles apart.
Then Mnuchin said later that was not an accurate reflection of their conversation. California's Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she is up for the task of running for VP. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden formally introducing his running mate at a joint appearance in Delaware yesterday. Senator Harris says November's presidential election is about choosing a better future for America. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today is Thursday, the 13th of August, DJV show, and the time is 34 after the hour. My name's Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with her name and her presence. Victoria Keelan here with her name and her presence. They're all here. Well, they being them and me. I suppose we're is a better personal pronoun here. The farmer in me is interested to nose around and see what is the support factor for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I was interested in looking into the Des Moines Register, which is a big farm newspaper, kind of like Manchester Union Leader is in a manner of speaking. Iowa farmers, according to this writer, says that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the ones to bring agricultural leadership to rural Americans. I don't find anybody on the Trump ticket that has, I mean, even if you say Pence, right, he's from Indiana. Kamala Harris is so far away.
Pence would probably be the closest.
Yeah, right.
Because
exactly.
Of that, but.
Yeah, Trump doesn't know from nothing about farming, and his administration has shown that and proven it. And I dare say that Joe Biden, even though Delaware is kind of a moderately agricultural state, close to New Jersey, which is a very agricultural state. A lot of people don't give it that credit, but
that's
it
true.
Is.
It is the garden state, not the garbage state, y'all.
Oh! I like that, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The garbage state. Okay.
I have to tell you, I've been through New Jersey.
Gets crapped on all the time.
It really does. And you know, I was almost afraid of it the first.
Newark. When you go, when you land in Newark, you drive down to New Jersey.
The Sopranos ruined us. Well, but Sopranos was the final nail in the coffin. That opening sequence of The Sopranos, where it's like oil refineries outside of Newark. That's
I never even watched The Sopranos, but I'll tell you that when I was with the very first time I ever went to New Jersey, I'm like, oh, this is going to be garbage. Like, you just have this bad reputation. And I went through and I was so impressed. I think it's a beautiful state.
It is.
I really do.
It really is.
A state.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Pennsylvania is the same. Philadelphia is a dump. But when you go west of Philadelphia, it's a fabulous
parts
state.
Of Philadelphia are beautiful, though.
I like
historic parts
actually.
Of yeah.
I don't like it at all. I work
well, we
there.
Know. You don't like anything today. I'm kind of...
That's not true. I like you,
I
and I like
one
Jennifer.
Thing that he likes today, Jen.
Well, yeah. You want... Okay, what do you want me... I'll find something here.
We should keep a list of people for you to apologize to at the end of the show. So far, it's Kamala Harris. It's
I don't have to apologize to her.
It's a joke. Kamala Harris, Beck, New Jersey. What else?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Bruce Hornsby's new music
Bruce
post, 1970. Yeah. The list goes on.
At the
on
end of the show, you can do your apologies. It'll be fun.
Really? And you're keeping score between
I'm
now and
just
then.
Just preemptively
right?
put China on there because I'm sure it's
right.
coming.
Yeah.
So put them
it's
on.
Always at the top of the list. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, okay. Let's see here if I can.
You want something trending?
The
since
tone.
That's what we normally
yeah, you
do.
Can, yeah, no, yeah, you can trend, and then I'm going to give you something else that will not put me into that same category that you have put me into at this
oh,
point.
Oh, I think you put yourself into it, but okay. So here's something that's maybe a bit unifying today. Radio stations across the country are going to broadcast a commemoration, a celebration of Breonna Taylor's life. Now, if you are thinking, why do I know that name? She was the 26-year-old black woman who was an emergency room technician. She was unarmed and shot and killed in her own home when police had a no-knock warrant. And they went to the wrong apartment. And so this commemoration, it will be led by a Louisville radio station, 97.1 FM WXOX. The broadcast will start at 2 p.m. Eastern time. It will feature Breonna's favorite song, Everything, by Mary J. Blige. And this is going to be now carried by a lot of stations across the country. And the song will be introduced by Breonna Taylor's family and followed by a reading of names accompanied by audio from Louisville protests of her killing. So this is something that, surprisingly, radio doesn't, at least from what I have seen, radio rarely gets together on things. I mean, I know we were all very happy
we
to participate
that.
In the Feeding
yeah.
America challenge there to raise money, which was wonderful. But this is nice that people are going to remember her. And, you know, the protests continue on social media. The cops who shot her and killed her have not been arrested yet. It's been like 160 days now. A lot of people wake up and they're like, it's another day where these cops have not been arrested and not being held accounted for. And it's just, I don't know, it's very bizarre how this is such a blatant case of they were in the wrong place, they did the wrong thing, why aren't they being punished for it?
All right, so you can join the list you can put a list together like I have or you were doing for me of all the things that there's good in that story and there's bad in that story. I want to spend a minute talking about Andrew Yang. You remember him?
The Yang Gang. Yep.
Ran for president, and he had one issue. It was universal basic income. And people looked at him, listened to him, and thought, wow, this guy's pretty intelligent. He's got a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to introduce something called the Freedom Dividend, which would provide all of us with $1,000 a month. And everybody went, oh, my God, no.
Pat.
Well... Yeah, and I get that. But
right now, people are desperate for that.
Right. He's put together what he calls the $1,000 project. He and some other people in the private sector who are philanthropic have put together these cash investment programs. A fellow named Alex Iskold and Minda Bruss, they have matched... they've taken a lot of money and sort of created a trust fund for families who are nominated or sponsored by groups around the country, small business people who are nominating workers that they have in their businesses, but they had to furlough them. And so now there's a core group of 37 nonprofits representing all kinds of different industries and locations around the country that can nominate people in their businesses to get $1,000. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing, giving away $1,000 checks individually, money that isn't from the government, money that's from people who have it, who'd want to do good with it. I don't know whether people like Bill Gates are involved in it, but it was I picked it out because we knew who Andrew Yang was from that, and everybody threw it.
I really like him. I don't like that plan.
Smart.
I don't think he is smart,
yeah.
But I really do like him. I like his charisma. I think he's funny. I would love to watch him. And they pulled him in on, I don't know if it's MSNBC or CNN. They pulled him in for some commentary on political stuff. But he just has there's something really just nice about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't get any sleazy vibe from him. He loves his wife and they have an autistic child. And I don't know. I just think that there's something really wholesome and very sweet about him. I like him a lot.
I think it's the it factor. He's one of those people that you want to watch. Again, whether that's...
But you may not like all of his ideas.
I don't like him, but he does have the it factor. I think people listen to
him. You don't like him or you don't like his ideas?
I don't like his ideas. I think that they're terrible and actually
and that's
really
the difference.
Bad for the country.
I think he's likable. I think that Mayor Pete was likable. I think there are a number of folks on both sides. There are Republicans. We're not worried about the Republicans now because it's in the bag for Trump in terms of him being nominated. But the new side was the Biden side or who's going to run as a Democrat. So looking at that group of people and of them, even though Victoria thinks I'm making sexist remarks, there are women who I thought I'd said something about Whitmer, as a matter of fact, that I think there are a number of women, but why does it have to be?
Well, you're going
to
see I think you're going to see them in cabinet positions. There are a lot of people, a lot of women.
Okay, this is not politics, but I will tell you that Victoria has the it factor. Victoria is interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Victoria has funny responses to
both of you.
You've got the it factor too, Jen. Thank you.
No, but I mean, I'm not going to.
What about me?
You're okay. But, I mean, it's somebody that, I think the it factor is people that you just want to listen to that don't end up sounding like this. Wah, 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 wah. Nobody wants Charlie Brown's teacher.
like Elizabeth Warren sounds. On the other side, I mean, as much as I like Mike Bloomberg, he sounded like that.
Oh, yeah, he totally did.
He had a voice. Yeah,
I
right,
think maybe
exactly.
He had the it factor for New York for some reason. Maybe he was different than what New York had.
Yeah,
but
okay, so let's talk about that.
And you know what,
Jen,
it's funny. That's exactly why my mom said he would never win. She said he only works in New York, and he's not going to work in the rest of the country. That's exactly, I think that's true.
That's racist, sexist, all kinds
of
things.
Oh, please. Yeah, okay.
So anyway.
We have to get past that. We have to be able to actually talk about people's strengths and weaknesses and just realize that we're going to do it for men and women and white people and black people and brown people and orange people.
The money people. How about them? The money people, the Wall Streeters. There are a lot of Democrats say, we've got Wall Street all locked up. I was reading a case study from a guy who is a billionaire who seems to get quoted. But the reason that I bring it up isn't because he's a Wall Streeter any more than, what gives him more credibility than the next guy on Wall Street, other than he predicted that Trump would win in 2016. His name is Jeffrey Gundlach. He got a big bond fund. And so just because he said that, there are people that are quoting him, say, this is what he says this time. Who cares? I don't give a damn what those people on Wall Street think. They'll throw their money behind Trump, or there are a lot of people, Wall Street people, that will put money behind Biden. What about you? What about the people that you talk to? I'm betting that many people who listen to this program aren't talking to guys from Wall Street. They're talking to people that I know, that I speak to, are on farms, and I don't believe a bit of what the Des Moines, Iowa Register said. We have like four or five stations in Iowa. I wonder what the people in Boone, Iowa this morning are saying about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump and Mike Pence. It's a lousy choice. And I talk about farmers and what goes on with them because I have some credibility there because of my own experience. But I would say that you could take almost any group and other than the hardcore lefties, that's not true. Hardcore Democrats or hardcore Republicans who are going to find something, lots to love or like about Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Look at all the great things they've done. Or Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Look at the fabulous couple they are together. They both stink. They don't have any, the charisma factor is squat with all of them as far as I'm concerned. And the, what they've accomplished really is so one-sided. Where is there a uniter? Where is there somebody that can bring people together? It sure as hell isn't Kamala Harris. And I don't know that Joe Biden's got it in him either. And it isn't Trump and it isn't Pence. So where is there somebody that it's a shame. We don't have in this world that we live in America. So I mean, I'm looking around the rest of the world. I was looking at the situation with the British economy and how what a mess that is. And it's because of that bozo Boris Johnson who didn't have a clue and didn't want to do anything at the beginning. He's such a GD egomaniac. You
know, he is. It's interesting when you look at what happened to England versus what happened to other European countries like Germany, even Ireland where my family is, France where my family is. They all locked down immediately. Everyone's still wearing masks. Everyone's socially distanced. In Ireland, you weren't allowed to travel more than a mile and a half from your house unless it was an emergency or for your job. You know, they locked it down. England did nothing. Boris Johnson ignored it the way Trump ignored it. And look at both of our economies crashed harder than anybody else.
Sweden is doing so well, and Sweden didn't do anything.
Didn't
do any lockdowns. They didn't do any mask orders.
They did a lot of educating, though, Jennifer. They did a lot of educating.
I actually disagree. I don't think that
You don't think they did any educating?
No. I think they did, but I just don't think that the lockdowns, I don't think shutting down the economy is going to stop anything because the proof of it is that it's just in my own personal life. Maybe I would have felt differently a few weeks ago, but I was doing the stuff that I was supposed to do and I still got sick. And it's furthered my belief that a government, no matter what their action, I mean, they can help with the therapeutics, they can help with the financial support,
the individuals.
But can they shut this down? I don't know. It's a pandemic. It's something that's very contagious.
So
even with masks and social distancing, it's still spreading.
With the thought of Britain's economy, the focus comes on the G7 summit that's supposed to take place, and now Trump wants to push it to after the election. It's supposed to be at Camp David. What difference does it make, I suppose, one way or the other?
Because a lot of people don't want to leave their country because of the optics of people leaving while people are suffering. So I think optically it probably does better.
It used to be 8, but the Russians got pushed out.
Right.
Now Trump says he wants to invite the Russians, the Australians, the South Koreans, and the Indians into the pact. Interesting. Today is International Left-Handers Day. Who do we know who's a left-hander? My son is a left-hander. Your mother is Fancy Nancy. He's a lefty, huh?
I am.
All right. Phil's
a left-hander.
Really? Okay, who else?
Righties for life, yo.
I think about 7-8% of the population is a lefty. So anyway, we'll celebrate President Reagan, President Clinton, President Obama, all lefties. I didn't know that. I remember Reagan was. Now I think, yeah.
When I heard President Obama's a lefty, I'm like, well, yeah, I didn't know they were talking about his hand.
Right.
Thank you. Tip your wages, everybody.
Coming in every day here. McCartney is a lefty. Gaga is. Jimi Hendrix
was. Paul McCartney.
Who else would be?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Paul McCartney. Yes.
I don't know any other McCartneys. I think McCartney. When I say Gaga, do I have to say lady in front of it, too?
No.
Okay. All right. Stevie Ray Vaughan, who was born right-handed, learned to play a left-handed guitar like Jimi Hendrix did. He was a lefty. It's also Oprah and Julia Roberts. Babe Ruth was a lefty. Sandy Koufax was a lefty. So if you're left-handed, grab your left-handed cup, huh? And make a toast to all left.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and a new allowance for Twitter. You're not a big Twitter user.
I'm on Twitter, but I find Twitter to sort of be annoying. But I'm there. At On Air Victoria. You want to follow me with my enthusiasm.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or at Doug Steffen if you want to follow me with unenthusiasm. Go ahead.
Do you even know how to sign in?
I can figure it out now. I've actually used it.
It's probably on your own.
Oh, no. Right? I'm confusing it with Instagram. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Instagram I'm on all the time, every day. Right. So Twitter has introduced a new feature, and this is going to actually make me use it more. This is a new feature that allows users to limit who can reply to your tweets. So right now, users have three options. They can choose everyone can reply, only people that they follow, or only people that they mention. So now those are the three options, which is great, because previously Twitter only had one option, which was everyone. So if you send out a tweet, any random person can reply at you, can troll you, they can say horrible things, they can do whatever they want. Now you can actually control that. So you can still send it out to everyone if you want, or you can only send it out to people that you follow or only the people that you mention in the tweet. So I think this is actually something really good that Twitter is way behind on, but, better late than never. So tweets with limited replying will be labeled, and then the reply icon will be grayed out for people who can't reply. So people who can't reply will still be able to view, retweet with comment, and share and like the tweets, but they just won't be able to tweet at you. So this is less harassment, which is a good thing. So this feature was actually tested back in May. According to the feedback of the initial testers, they said that this made people feel a lot safer, and they felt that it led to more meaningful conversations while still allowing people to see different points of view. According to the feedback of the initial study, 60% of people who used the feature during the test didn't actually need to use mute or block on anyone. So it actually is working. It helps protect people from spam and all kinds of trolling abuse. And the new settings are considered to be a new method to block out noise. And Twitter has a lot of noise. So lots of conversations, Black Lives Matter, COVID-19. Twitter said that they are hoping that this new setting encourages people to share their thoughts and not fear the backlash and not fear, you know, being harassed. And so the feature is available to everyone, including President Trump, because we know he'll never stop tweeting, and other public officials. And however, the new feature, there's a legal aspect to this. Because of the First Amendment, which obviously everyone wants to protect the First Amendment, Twitter, a lot of legal experts are saying Twitter might run into some problems because Trump loves blocking people, and it's gone all the way to court where he has had to unblock people because he is not, as a public elected official, he's not allowed to block anyone's point of view because that's a First Amendment infringement. So I'm sure other people will be muted and grayed out on his account because he likes to do that. So we'll see where it goes, but it could end up being some more lawsuits. For the average person, I think this is great.
Apple has rolled out their new iMacs, but should you wait to get one?
The Geek Out.
Last week, Apple announced updates to their lineup of iMac desktops. These changes include a 5K display with the True Tone feature and a new nano glass option that helps with glare. Also a 1080p camera with face detection and the 10th generation Intel processor. And that's where we need to ask a question. Is it better to wait for the new Apple ARM processors they recently announced? Short answer is no, mostly because we don't really know when those are going to arrive and because it's never a good idea to buy the first generation of a redesign of that magnitude. There are just so many questions left to be answered, and if you need a new macOS desktop or even laptop now, the current Apple models will do you just fine.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
This is weird. I'm trying to envision a Blockbuster store as an Airbnb. How's that
work? This is really cool. You should check out the pictures. Sandy Harding, who is the manager of the world's last Blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon, has listed
the
store down.
We're on in Bend, Oregon. All right, listen up, Ben.
This is really cool. So if you guys are in Bend, Oregon, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the world's last Blockbuster video store. And so it's an Airbnb, and it offers movie lovers the chance to relive a nostalgic pre-Netflix summer sleepover for $4 a night. That's it. It's the same cost of renting a movie. And so starting August 17th at 1 p.m. Pacific time, you can request a one-night reservation on either September 18th, 19th, or 20th, and then you get to spend the night in the Airbnb that is in the middle of the Blockbuster store and rent all the movies you want for $3.99.
How about them apples?
Looks really fun.
Yep. Yeah, that is. That's something that nobody else will talk about today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.